Todd Graham, coach of Hawaii, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
We're doing well. I'm here in Vegas. Hans Olsen, my co-host, is back in Salt Lake City. But taking the job at the Islands, let's talk a little bit about what that transition and as you've taken over this program and you continue to develop who these guys are and who this team is, how has this been for you?
It's been great. You know, I had a kind of a history, you know, when we were in the old WAC, I was head coach at University of Tulsa, we'd go out and play June Jones in Hawaii. Dick Tomey was a kind of a mentor to me, and Dick used to just say great things about Hawaii, you know, when I got there, I realized, though, that Dick and them only played 3 road games back in the day, so he had a right plan as far as the travel and all that. But I've loved it. It's been a great fit for me. I think you got to fit a place, a very traditional, valued place. And obviously that fits who I am. And our program's faith, family, and football. And so it's been a smooth transition. The kids have really bought into the culture, even though it's been a crazy 2020. Yeah. Being a first year coach in 2020 at a place. Not good.
I can't imagine what that was like, though.
It was
to
crazy.
Take over a program and then not have spring and not be able to do anything.
No
of that.
Practice, no training, no anything. I mean, you're out there truly. I mean, you're out there trying to get ready for games. Saying, "Hey, number 37." I mean, you don't even know their names, and especially for me, you know, for our whole philosophy is about relationship. And so that to me is this last year has taught me not to take that for granted. Getting to be a coach, getting to pour into young people, and the time that we get to spend with them is really special. And so we've really bonded. I think coming out of this thing, our football program, I know, is very close. They've matured quite a bit, especially mentally. And so I like our team. I mean, we've got talent. We've got under our belt. We've introduced our culture, and the guys have really bought it. Been a smooth transition, and the good news, every day we'll have challenges and things that you face, you know, whether it be financially or with the stadium and all those things. But every day, man, at the end of the day, I sit and say, you know what, the great thing is, man, we've got great players and we've got an opportunity to really do some special things. So, you know, our program's going about competing for championships, and, man, I really believe in this team. I really like this football team and the synergy in that locker room.
That's where I wanted to start, was just talking to you about your stadium. I know there were a lot of different storylines that are going on, but kind of take us through your different facilities, Coach, and what are they doing with stadium situations and also just Hawaii in general. Some of the restrictions, a very difficult place to be right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, we got to play 9 games, and I think had a lot to do with the being in Hawaii and the fact it was so tight and we just were the least affected, place probably. But with the stadium, you know, obviously came out with the going to rebuild Aloha Stadium, and then they wind up Aloha Stadium not being able to be played at. And so it gave us a great opportunity. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us. The good news is we're going to have a new stadium in the near future. Obviously, this year we're playing on campus. And you guys know that what that's like. Never played on campus. And so that for the students is going to be a special situation. For me as a coach, I mean, you know, I look at the competitive side of it, and I like the intimacy of it. It's going to be loud. It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. And, you know, the hardest thing to do is win on the road in college football. And so I'm excited about that opportunity and excited for our students. And, man, I'm just excited. I'm looking forward to running through the tunnel and hearing the band. I mean, and seeing the cheerleaders. I mean, it was the most bizarre thing last year, and getting used to that was crazy. And I hope we never have to ever experience anything like that again. But I'm excited. I think there's a lot of buzz around our campus because we're playing on campus. And I'm excited because, you know, I really like this football team. I think we're a team that's can be explosive offensively. We've had time now to instill our system, which is a run, play, action, pass, no huddle offense. And then I think we've made, you know, we've really added some really quality players on the edge of our defense, and I think we've got better in the secondary and our ability to tackle. So we're going to be a lot better. I think everybody else is going to be a lot better too. And there's nowhere to hide. It's very competitive in this conference, and but I like this team. I really do. I know they came out with the predictions. I love being right. That's perfect. We'll be right. That's right where you want to be.
you know, from a recruiting standpoint, you've been in this game for a long time. You've been all across the country recruiting. Obviously, when you go into a kid's home and say, hey, I want you to come to Hawaii, the initial thought is, all right, let's go. But there's some disadvantages there. How has that been for you? And what is your recruiting area? Like, where are the areas that you really hit?
I think, obviously, the number one thing is state of Hawaii, yeah. American Samoa. That's our recruiting base. Over a third of our team is made up from kids from there. I think the key is to be able to own that, no matter where you're at. I think you're recruiting from a gas tank away, and, you know, is what I've always talked about everywhere I've been. I mean, you're just going to know – you're going to have an understanding of that area a lot better. And we've got to give kids a reason to stay home. And that's one, winning on the football field, winning in the classroom. I think this stadium opportunity is something we've got to improve. We want to build a new performance center. Obviously, we got an opportunity to do that with a new stadium. And so, there's a lot of great opportunities right now where we're at. But as far as recruiting, I mean, you know, with the new transfer portal and those type things, I recruit where I have strong relationships and where I know people. Obviously, we've done very well in Texas, Louisiana, Arizona, California, and closer proximity, those are the areas where we spend a lot of time. And we recruit, you know, we come into Utah and recruit. And so, and we're going to go, we have relationship where people fit who we are. And you know, I'm a traditional coach with traditional values. You know, we want guys that have character, that are givers and not takers, and we want guys that are smart and disciplined and tough. And if they're not, if they don't like to work, they ain't gonna like being around me. And so you know, and so much of recruiting is I hear coaches say, like, well, we got to de-recruit this guy. I'm going like, well, why in the world would you ever have to de-recruit somebody? Because we're going to be honest and straightforward and genuinely who we are. And I think you get honest and straightforward and genuine people when you do that. And I'm not chasing around in recruiting. I'm not going after, you know, like everybody's chasing the transfer portal. You know, I still think if I'm about relationship takes time. And so I'm about guys that are coming there 3, 4, 5 years to build a championship program. And so, you know, that's what we've been able to do. Our staff's been able to build great relationships with our players that we have right now. That's why I like this team. I like the humility and of the leadership that we have. And, man, I'm excited to go play this thing. And the great thing is you get to play it on the field.
There you go.
I'm curious, Coach, you know, going out on the trail, the recruiting trail, or being in a couple of these homes, have you had the question asked to you from an athlete, how much money can I make on my name, image, and likeness at your university? Has that happened? Are you expecting that to happen at some point?
Yeah, I've had questions about that. I think that, you know, everything we can do for players to you know, obviously I wish that how they approach that would, you know, it's just like, you know, that you'd have a little bit better planning in how that's done. But one of the things we think is going to be an advantage because of our community, because of Honolulu, and yeah. Because of the opportunities there, our players are already, you know, it's already, I think, going to be a positive for them. It's just being able to make sure that it's an equal playing field with everybody. And, you know, like, I don't know how in the world, you know, like, I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to regulate all that. And they're basically just saying, hey, you know, now we can't be involved in it. Now, God, you know, that it'd be nice if we could help our players little bit and, you know, give them some direction, but I think they'll figure it out. And I do think the toughest thing is having two full-time jobs, being a full-time student in Division I college, and then being a football player is two full-time jobs. And so anything we can do to benefit them and giving kid a little bit extra money, I think is positive. And I do think that there is going to be some positive where the communities are that can support that. And so there's a lot of corporations, international corporations in Hawaii. And Hawaii, if you live in Hawaii, I mean, probably that's my fifth Division I head job, and I've not been anywhere where, I mean, everybody in Hawaii loves Hawaii.
Yeah.
They love Hawaii football, and they support it. And so we think that the name, image, and likeness is going to be a positive for us.
Coach, always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Had fun chatting with you back in the Pac-12 days.
Yes, sir.
It was fun again. Appreciate it.
All right, you have a great day.
There you go. Great conversation, great insight, as always, from one of our favorites out there, Todd Graham, head coach at Hawaii, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.